Germany and other key Western allies have lifted restrictions on Ukraine using long-range missiles to strike inside Russian territory, Chancellor Friedrich Merz confirmed on Monday, signaling a sharp shift in support for Kyiv amid an intensifying aerial campaign by Moscow. There are no longer any range restrictions on weapons supplied to Ukraine, Merz said at a European forum in Berlin, neither from the British, nor from the French, nor us, nor by the Americans. He added, in other words, Ukraine can now also defend itself by attacking military positions in Russia, for example. The move marks the first time Ukraine has been authorized to use Western-supplied weaponry against targets inside Russia, a significant departure from the previous stance of several NATO countries. The announcement follows a weekend of record-breaking drone and missile attacks by Russia on Ukrainian cities, killing over 24 civilians. Ukraine has increasingly called on its allies to allow retaliatory strikes beyond its borders. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who is expected to visit Berlin on Wednesday, said on Sunday that Russia's brutality would not stop without really strong pressure from the West. Chancellor Merz, who replaced Olaf Scholz earlier this month, has taken a more assertive approach toward supporting Ukraine. While Merz had previously backed supplying Kyiv with Germany's long-range Taurus missiles, he did not clarify on Monday whether Berlin would now provide them. The United States lifted its restrictions last November, with then-President Joe Biden authorizing Ukraine's use of U.S.-supplied ATACMS missiles inside Russian territory, a decision reached after months of internal debate. Russia responded with stark warnings, suggesting that such decisions could provoke broader conflict with NATO. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov condemned Merz's remarks on Monday, calling the development rather dangerous and a threat to ongoing political settlement efforts. Western officials, including U.S. lawmakers, have urged increased military support for Ukraine. The U.S. and allies must arm Ukraine to the teeth, Republican Congressman Don Bacon wrote on social media. As pressure mounts on Moscow, U.S. President Donald Trump has reportedly grown frustrated with Putin, calling the Russian leader absolutely crazy during remarks on Monday. However, Trump also criticized Zelensky's rhetoric as causing problems. The war, now in its fourth year, continues to escalate despite intermittent calls for diplomacy. Western capitals are bracing for potential consequences as Ukraine gains broader authority to strike deeper into Russian territory.